I cannot believe we actually managed to escape those ghastly knights. I swear, they're nothing but trouble. They held us up for so long that it's almost nightfall. Never liked them for a second. And where is the need for weapons to be brandished and shown so easily? Honestly, I think I'd like to stop being so nice to the ones that actually approach us, if that's all right with you. They definitely have something else in mind when they ask if they can, and I quote, stroke my tail. They always say it weirdly, too. Hey, can I stroke your tail? As opposed to what? Giving it a pat as if it was some kind of dog? I'm too darn inexperienced with hypnosis to get out of a larger crowd like that. I do not know how you do it. But alas, I am incredibly grateful to be on the other side of them.
You are more than welcome, and worry not. As you get more experienced with life outside our borders, you'll realize that a lot of people don't mean harm with their actions. They can, however, be a little offensive. Fascination with another kind seems to be inherent to humans. A harmless curiosity for the most part. It's endearing when you experience it over and over. Like clockwork, really. Now that we're in the humans' territory, well, the world really is our oyster, isn't it? What would you like to attempt to do then? I will let you lead, since this is your first outing and you've handled yourself well so far.
Oh, goodness. Well, from the advice of my father, ironic enough since he never wanted me past the borders, said shelter by far is the most important thing and, well, attempting to get a thrall. The issue is, I have no idea how to really get them to look into my eyes. I feel like my voice is a bit, what's the word? Goofy and untrained? Like, when you do it, you demand the attention of the entire room, and my gosh, do you have it. Every word that went past your lips was being clung to by the knights back there. Heck, you even had me going. We don't seem far from the first settlement. Maybe we should observe them first while we're off the path and in the bushes. They should be pretty used to our kind, considering how close the towns are, but I find myself a little apprehensive if I'm honest with you. Can you blame me?
You are taking me back. I feel like I'm looking at myself when I first adventured as well. Whatever makes you comfortable, youngling. How about we do a sneaky wraparound, get close to that farmer's market, and you can observe the humans for a little while?
Oh, we could sneak through this fence here. There's some crates to cover us, and our tails as well. Just to go through there like this... that's not happened before. My hips, they're stuck. Well, I'm stuck.
Stuck? What do you mean, stuck? Don't be silly, we're lamias.
What on earth? Have I really put on that much pudge? I can't even go backwards either. God darn it. It's hopeless. I'm gonna be stuck forever. My skeleton will be a damn landmark for these humans and their town.
Don't panic. Your mind can go 100 miles a minute, I swear. Let me go through and pull you out to the other side. Okay. You're not going to believe this.
You're kidding.
All right. I have to admit, I don't think we're used to this kind of material for fencing because it had zero give. I honestly cannot believe we've even made this mistake. As if this could get any worse. You're joking. The first time I take you out, and I'm being mocked by the darn sky.
Forget needing a place to stay. Now we need to ask a human to help us out.
Maybe it could technically be a training exercise. Most humans would be willing to help, so a light bit of hypnosis would work well. You just have to call someone over. I believe in you. I'll just stand here and look pretty.
Oh my god, you're serious. You want me to ask a human for help to push me out and have his human hands all over me? No, you're right. I can't do this. I have to prove my father wrong. I am more capable than he thinks.
Now that sounds like the perfect motivation to me.
Hey, over there. Yes, can you see me? I'm waving you down. Good thing you're a guy too. Hello. Sorry about, oh, you have really nice eyes. My friend and I are a little stuck. Yes, it's rather embarrassing, as you can imagine. I've never been here before, and the first thing I did was proceed to get stuck in a fence. You can take a look. It's all right. Dang, you're very handsome up close. Sorry, as I was saying, why not assess the situation? Yes, it looks like our hips have gotten us a little stuck here. You wouldn't happen to be willing to help, huh? After all, we are in your hands. You look like an incredibly smart and self-assured individual who could definitely aid us. We need you. Just two stuck girls that need a hero. That could be you, no? What do I say now?
Oh, but kind sir, we are simply visiting your town in hopes to find food, shelter, and do some basic trading. What items do we have? Snake oil, of course. You guys can't get enough of that stuff. Why, we could even sweeten the deal for you, help us be freed, and we could give you a sample. No charge whatsoever. It's quite an exciting proposition if you've never experienced what lamias are capable of. Surely you've heard the rumors of what lovely encounters you can have with our kind. We made quite the name for ourselves. Now, I don't want to talk out of turn, but mayhaps it's because you've never interacted with our kind before. That's all right. I completely understand your apprehension. But look, we're stuck, it's raining, and I don't like being soggy. So, why not come rescue us helpless girls? That's right. You just have to hold on to my hands. What big hands and strong arms you have. That's right, now pull me forwards. Perfect. Now you can aid my friend too and pull her through. Oh my, what a show of strength. I'm so impressed. Thank you, human.
My hero, he saved us. Sorry, I don't know if kissing on the cheek is wrong. I just couldn't help myself. You're just so dang kissable. You're staring pretty hard. What is it that's attracting your gaze the most? Is it my pointy ears? Or maybe the scales on my face? Or is it the tail? Normally the tail is what interests people the most. But I do have a cool trick I can do with my eyes. Tell me, what kind of colors do you like? Well, I could do this. That's right. Take a good look into my eyes. You don't have to focus on anything else. The colors are so nice, aren't they? So pretty that you don't want to look away. Just feel yourself relaxing and getting lost in them. Almost mesmerizing, aren't they? You're just waiting for what I say next. It's so fun listening to what others say and not thinking for yourself. It's nice to let go, to sink a little deeper. Yes, that's right. You want to keep looking into my eyes at the pretty colors. Swirling around and around. That's it. No worries, thoughts or feelings. Just you and me. Together. Right now. As you go a little bit deeper. Shh. You're getting ready to go down. Don't worry, down is a good place. It's where you can do things you want without fear or judgment. Say things you want without worry, where you can be completely accepted. That's right. A lovely place where you want to be deeper. Sometimes letting someone else be in control can feel really nice. You are cared for, as well as you care for others. So deep now. Shh. A wave of pleasure and relaxation will slowly start to wash over you now. Unless you're completely under.
Did you really just do that?
I think so. I wouldn't have been able to do that without witnessing what you did earlier with the guards. So, what now?
What now? God, you're so innocent. You're leading this adventure and outing. I have to report back on your performance, and to say you're passing with flying colors is an understatement.
Oh, human. I'd like to ask you a few questions. You don't mind, do you? Anything you don't want to answer, and that's perfectly okay. Do you have a house? Good. Do you live alone? Even better. Say, it's raining. We're getting wet and, well, why don't you offer your house to us so we can stay the night? Oh, very good. I would love to accept that offer, and I speak for my friend too. So please, do lead us to shelter.
You're performing way beyond my expectations, you know that? I'm impressed, proud, surprised, and pleased all at once. This is a fine home and perfect for our needs this evening.
I feel a little bad though. Guilty? Do you know what I mean?
Huh. I believe I do. Now, I'm not really wanting to interfere too much, but why don't we do a thought experiment? If you were to be hypnotized, how would you like to be treated? Or rewarded?
Oh, when you phrase it like that. I think being a hardworking human that lives alone would appreciate being held and cherished.
Go on.
And nothing would make me feel more treasured than if two girls were to wrap up with me and cuddle me to sleep.
I won't say any more. Simply go with the flow.
Human, why don't you go put the fire on, and we'll all lie down together. It's pretty late as well. Would you like that? We can get cozy together. We can pamper you and listen to the fire crackle away. You're truly a master of the flame. Now come under the covers with us. We should warm up and dry off, considering how cold it is out there. There you go. I think I can sense your little heart is beating a bit faster. Is this exciting to you? I could coil my tail down your body as well as hers, so you're completely wrapped up in nothing but acceptance and love. Would that be so bad? It's just... This seems a bit disingenuous if you're not yourself. Complete free will once more. So, do you want us out?
The correct choice. Thank you for letting us take refuge in your humble home. I think I might have seen you before during my other trips here. You like the look of our kind, don't you? I wonder if you ever imagined laying with one of us. What a shade of scarlet across your face. Who knew you humans were so entertaining when it's one-on-one like this, or, well, two-on-one? There's no need to be shy at a time like this, I assure you. When you were under, you seemed very keen just to be accepted. We accept you. Precious little human you are. Human life can be quite hard. Work day in, day out. Never appreciated and always asked for more than what's fair. You've done well for yourself. Clearly, so you should be delighted in whatever you've achieved. Have you ever gone further than your settlement here? Really? Never? Oh, but there's so much more out there to explore, experience, and, I suppose you don't have a reason then. Why would you? Silly of me. I do beg your pardon. Sometimes I can run away with my own thoughts. Well, of course, we Lamias have our flaws too. Can't be perfect all the time. As much as it pains me to admit it.
If you could, would you visit our settlement? Yes, with the other girls, like us. We could be your guides. I would find it quite fun to see my home through the eyes of an outsider. It's just a thought. Maybe it's too silly. Oh, you would? I like that idea. If it's true that you do have the hots for Limias, I can take you to a very special place. Just depends how much coins you bring with you. Do you want me to do something to you too? She is playing with your hair. I could massage you a little. It's a bit awkward from this angle, but I can make it work. There. How does that feel? I bet you didn't expect your evening to go like this. To become a Limia's thrall. Oh, what a life. Oh, well, you're still technically under right now. See? I could release you, though. Properly, if you ask. You like being under? Well, I'm glad. Oh, I've never been asked that before. I'm actually new to it all. It's not that common to have a full-time thrall. Do you mean you'd want to become mine, human? Are you being serious, or are you getting that kind of sleepy deliriousness? You'd be willing to sign your life over to me? Oh, well, I mean, you are quite cute. I don't think I'd mind at all. But for my first ever to be my permanent thrall, it's quite a lot of responsibility. What do you think?
I saw to what your heart desires, youngling. I am confident in your abilities. I can envision you being very responsible when it comes to your duty of care to your thrall.
In that case, human, if you're truly willing, I think I'll say yes. I'd like to have you as mine. You were really brave to ask, actually. And congratulations. You've got what you wanted. Now, I do think it's time we rested. The sun went down long ago, and we've actually had quite a day getting here. Let me hold you to my chest, darling. You don't mind if I call you that, right? Of course not. Now rest. I'll whisper sweet nothings into your ears, you do.
What an eventful day. I'll let you two lovebirds get cozy and roll over. Good night. Rest well.